Yesterday they told you you would not go far. That night you opened, and there you are. Next day on your dressing room they hung a star. Let's go on with the show.
What a beautiful song. Isn't it a beautiful song?
I love that song, man.
Jesus fucking Christ. That gets me going every time I hear it. Another day in show business, right?
Talk about it, brother.
You can't be wrong when you're fucking in show business.
Mm.
Jimmy Martinez here, everybody. We got heavy security.
There we go with that shit.
Hey, shit gets misunderstood. So you don't like the Raiders. You just like the
NWA. NWA, man.
You're still wearing out of respect for NWA?
Facts.
They never change, right?
Nah, they never change.
I mean, Ice Cube, when you see him, he'll still be wearing the Raiders hat?
Yeah, facts. Cube, shout out to Cube.
Jesus Christ. Is he coming in? Those were the days, right? You guys, people just burning down Los Angeles.
Oh man, at least when some shit pop off in Los Angeles, they riot. You know what I mean? We out here in New York pussyfooting.
Yeah, we were just talking before the show. There's a package at CNN fucking building. The governor showed up. I'm like, what the fuck? I guess we got it pretty good. And then fuck Middle East, they're chopping off a dude's head, and they said he lost. He died in a fist fight.
When's
the last time you heard a dude die in a fist fight?
With the loss.
Well, like
of
we
his
got
head.
A package here. I left my package. Did you hear that story, Timmy? Teamster Timmy's here. I left my package at Newark by accident, and they almost shut down the terminal. No, because I got on the they have like a shuttle train that connects you to the. Can take you to the New Jersey Transit. I forgot my bag. I get to the last stop on the shuttle, and I'm like, oh fuck, because the woman was saying, is this anyone's bag? So I'm like, fuck. So I get back on the train going back. I go to the terminal C. The terminal C is shut down because of my bag. So then I got to go to terminal B, and the guy at terminal B is like, terminal C shut down. There's a police. Police situation. So I'm like, hello, hello. The guy's like, can I finish? I'm like, it's my bag. I go, it's my bag. But it looked suspicious. It was my black backpack. So, and even when the train bypassed the station, but I could see it. I could see the bag sitting there by itself. It looked like some troublemaker bag. It really looked like a fucking bad news bag. So then I had to walk. The shuttle was still shut down. The tram. I had to walk from Terminal B to Terminal C, and then I'm like, I told the cops, I'm like, yeah, it's my bag.
And what
they have a package
do?
At CNN, and they got to shut down the fucking. They got to shut down everything.
LaGuardia shut down?
No.
JFK?
He lives in a bubble. So it's like that Woody Allen movie where he's been asleep for 100 years. What happened?
Sleeper.
They still call it JFK? Is it? They renamed it because it used to be called something else. What was it used to
LaGuardia
be called?
Used to be,
yeah, Idlewild.
Jimmy Martinez.
Yeah.
Hey man, good to see you. How are you?
What's up with
What's
you?
Happening?
Bro?
Good to see you, brother.
The fact that the white man was late on the job. That
yeah,
shit
good
just
point.
Made me, that made me feel so good, bro. You know what I mean?
Fire in the hole.
Yeah, all day. I remember y'all used to talk shit about me on this show when I was late.
Used to.
I didn't come up. You know what I mean? But right. like, way to do that, man.
You're welcome.
Shout out to the white man.
Yeah, that was perfect
late.
Time. And comedically, that's perfect.
There's your 40 acres right there, brother. There and a mule.
Where's my mule, my nigga?
Well, it's right in my pants if you want to see
well,
it later.
We don't do that homo shit.
Yeah, he don't like homo shit.
Hold on. Shut the fuck up.
Go.
Yo, my
oh,
man.
God,
I told you that shit before.
I know.
I will smack the shit out of you, dog.
Well,
don't not play with me. I'm dead serious.
I
don't play those homo
you're
games
being
with
serious.
Me. I'm dead serious.
I understand you're
and
serious.
I know Keith the cop is back there.
I understand.
I will let that nigga take me to Central Booking after smacking the shit out of you.
Okay.
Do not play those dick games with me, my nigga.
Fair enough.
We ain't gonna play that shit.
Okay. Apologize.
Nah, he don't gotta apologize. Right. He's been warned.
You're okay.
Anything after this, my nigga, I'm telling you, I'm gonna take your fucking koofy off.
Okay, great.
Here we go.
I've been in the big house before. I'll go back.
Yo, my nigga, I'm dead serious.
I
you out here
I
performing
understand.
For these fans?
I understand.
I'm dead serious. I'm talking about real life
I
shit right now.
I understand what you're saying.
I hope you do, B.
I do. My wife keeps my money in the commissary account. I give those honey buns out. I go, here's some honey buns. Leave me alone, please. I just want to do my
what?
Work.
What? What? Don't talk
commissary.
Gibberish. What?
No, it's not gibberish at all. Commissary. When I was in jail, I had a commissary account. And my wife would put money in it so that I would give honey buns out so I could be alone in the workout room. I will bench press 120 pounds, man, 8 times. I don't care. Who knows?
Anyway,
let's keep it light. I forgot. I'm sorry. You know who almost killed me once? Beanie Siegel. That's a story I should tell you. You can't make that kind
the
of
gangster?
Jokes about. Yeah, no, he's a rapper, but he's also he's the real deal as much as anybody else is. So, but it'll be fine. Anyway, how was your weekend?
It's Wednesday.
I don't work. So the weekend for me is like any day.
It's when a blind guy gets flustered.
I'm not flustered at all. I'm cool as a cucumber, baby.
What day? How was your week? It's midweek, mother. It's hump day.
Me, it hump day. When you work on the weekend.
Hump day.
Hump day. Hey, easy. Don't you hear what he just said? Keep him. Go over there too.
Oh, I know where Jimmy's coming from.
Yep.
Jimmy, talk about your podcast. Is this your photographer?
That's actually one of my producers.
Oh, nice.
You know, what's his name?
That's G Money. You know, shout out to Mike, Rick, Ryan, Rich and Ryan. You know what I mean?
Where are you taping it from?
We got a studio up in Harlem and shit like that. You know what I mean? We go be.
And he's going to be on air or just you?
No, just me. It's not a guest-driven show.
But I'm saying, are you going to have your producer on mic?
Sometimes, you know, he does happen.
Sometimes that gives you something to bounce off of, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, man, shit, dog. I'm just going to go and tell all these crazy-ass stories about the game and, you know, life and, you know, just talk that real shit. Hold no punches. You already know what it is, man.
I'm 100% behind it.
Absolutely. You know,
tell the truth out here, man. So what, yo, Kev, last time we saw each other, man, you asked me to come on and do the show to promote the podcast, but then I bumped into you that night.
Yeah.
And,
saw the picture?
Motherfucking, you told me, bro.
Uh-oh. the train? That's on the DL, I think.
Nah, man, fuck that DL shit, because that's some whole shit right there. I didn't know Lenny Marcus got down like that. I thought Lenny was a good dude. Like, the fact that Lenny tried to conspire against you with bull-faced, ugly Leslie Jones to try to get you kicked out of the Comedy Cellar.
Yeah.
Oh.
And to find out that Esty was even trying to get behind the shit. That was super nasty. Why would Lenny ride out with Leslie?
Because they don't like me, because I burn bridges.
Yeah, look at the thing.
I mean, yo, come
on. No, that's what it is. They, first of all, I don't know all the facts, like how it lined up, but I don't know if Leslie went to Lenny first, but she definitely wanted me to get fucking banned from the club.
Wow.
But why would you get banned? You didn't do nothing at the club.
I said
club.
She was loud on Twitter.
But that
doesn't... She's using her fucking leverage. And then Lenny probably was like, yeah, go tell, because he'll get in trouble. To Lenny, it's fucking high school.
Yes.
That place is fucking high school. Yes. And it's like, he's going to get in trouble.
It is high school.
He's going to get a timeout. I did get in trouble.
It is high school, though, Kevin. High school.
When you say you get in trouble, do you get a talking to? Like, how do
they could just not use me. That's the fucked up thing about that club. It's like, you know, they could just never use you again.
That's a fact.
And then you're like, okay, you can't sue them. They just go, oh, we got a full schedule.
But you know, a full schedule of, there's not a lot of hot acts there.
Nope.
It's just a lot of motherfuckers with TV credits. It's like 30%, maybe 20, 25% of strong talent is there. Everybody else is just gassed up by the motherfucking name and the pass. Like when Manny was there.
Yeah.
A lot of crowd work too, which I don't care for.
Yeah, there's a lot of crowd work.
Where's the jokes at?
Huh?
Where's the jokes at, my nigga?
But also the crowd. I got into a situation the other night. I just quit.
What'd you do? You walk off?
It's two women were being cunts. And, you know, again, it's like as a white dude, I follow Nikki Glaser, you know, and then like, she's like speaking for women. And I go up there. I'm like the off-duty cop, you know.
Oh,
these two
God.
Women right up front, they're doing a shot. They're doing shots. I was like, I don't know if they just got him or they had him, because that's not really a shot club. But it was the middle show on a Monday. So then one went to the bathroom. She comes back. And she immediately starts talking to a friend. I'm the last comic. I already have the fucking the worst spot. So they're talking. I go, you really got it. And I just jumped in. Then I was like, you really got to shut up. So then I said, just kick him out. I said, just kick him out. Cause I just want to see women get kicked out. I said, it's usually guys. So then the waitress came over and said something. And I go, you know what? I'm just done. And I just walked off.
Before you got the light?
Yeah, and I just put the mic on the piano.
Never seen a happier audience.
Awesome, man. But you know what? Why should Cypher you have to say something?
No, because you know what? And also Manny used to say, if it's a choice between getting in a fight with someone
walking off the stage.
So I just walked off. Because it's like I don't even know
who the fuck Manny is. A lot of people that's listening, or the comics, the new comics that's there, don't even fucking know who Manny is.
Yeah, listen up, Mark Norman.
That's true though. No, they don't know Manny was. Manny went through some tough times with that fucking club. You know,
you were there when it wasn't fashion.
Early 90s, yeah. It was fucking. They were begging people coming off the fucking street. You know.
Right.
So, and then I basically yell at the manager on the way out too. I go, make sure you tell Esty. So I get in trouble. Make sure.
But here's the thing. Why should you get in trouble? Because that was a security or a management thing that should have squashed that.
Well, I was going to kick them right in their fucking faces.
He was going to Kevin Gate them.
Cause they're right. All I have to do is like, they're right in front of me. I can kick them right in the fucking
face.
Is that what they want? That's a good ending for a show, no doubt.
Yeah, that's something to talk about.
That's a closer right there.
Yeah, that's a closer. C's all right.
Yeah, I'm not too bad.
Guy's all right.
Just stay away from the gate shit. I'll be fine.
Go ahead, caller. Keep it clean, too.
I just wanted to say how cute Jimmy is and how much I'd like to stick my big white penis in his rubber Cheerio and just kind of.
All right, shut up. Get him off. You're going to incite a fucking riot.
Jimmy can collect himself. It's fine.
Huh? Yo, my nigga,
I told him to keep it clean. He goes right for that. I thought he was going to say something nice.
I think you were worried he was going to say something else.
So naive. I thought the guy was going to say something nice.
Just a delicate. Some things are too beautiful for this world. You're just a delicate
right
boy.
Right in the alley.
Right in the alley.
I don't even know. I don't know if I should even take calls.
I don't know. Why not? If they go like that,
one more call.
Let them do them.
I actually have
no N words. Hey, no gay.
I don't give a fuck about all that.
What's your guy? Favorite Halloween memory? What do you got, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Kev? What's up, Brian? What's up, nigger? Hey, you know what? NWA stands for.
Hang up on him.
Nigger with AIDS.
Thank you.
Yo, shout out to my man that just called in. That fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yo, I know what kind of network this is. I know your listeners. I know what it is.
I don't even know them. I'm always surprised.
It's all gangster. Get some more calls, man. You need these motherfuckers.
These motherfuckers are sick in the head.
But they need these therapeutic sessions so they can get their shit off their chest. Get another call in there, B.
They don't beat their wife, right?
They still go beat their wife when their bitch get home.
Yeah.
Right now they're drinking PBRs.
Only saying that horrible N-word would get rid of my anger towards my wife. I'd be screaming it from the top of the Empire State Building.
Are you playing a character?
No, I don't know what I'm doing. Mexican rapper? I got some more if you want it.
One more caller.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween candy?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo, Jimmy.
Yo, yo.
Yo, fuck that nigga up, Brian. Seriously.
Nah, man. He don't mean no harm.
Can you imagine?
Somebody tell you, man. We got some G's out there, too, dog.
It's going around the room.
G's. I love you guys. Fans
some
love you.
Real niggas knew I was coming on the show, and they go call in. They go check for a real one.
That'd be so funny watching Jimmy beat up a blind
boy. Yo, what up, homie?
I was like, where's it coming from?
Talking about Fist of Fury.
Watching. Fuck him up.
All right. Thank you. Jeez. I like how we both got it. Like he dropped over here.
See this, yo?
I know. God, can't we all just?
Kevin's got a wild audience, man. Yeah. I love these niggas over here. This motherfucker's just barbaric.
It really is something else.
Trying to have a good time.
I know,
man.
Try to pass an
little
hour.
PBR, a little racial slurs, a little motherfucking
ham on white bread.
PBR, is that what white kids are drinking?
No, that was a beer that was sponsored by Warped Tour that a lot of white people was just into.
Because it was Blue Ribbon.
Yes, that's it.
I'm from Baltimore. It's from Baltimore.
It was a shit beer when I was a kid, and then it became trendy.
It's like a hipster beer.
The hipsters were drinking it in Williamsburg.
It's not bad if you drink it really cold. But the
I
said something homophobic, so.
Oh, Jesus. Go right ahead.
No.
Direct that shit at me.
Jimmy, you got a direct line, Jimmy. He's right there. Direct line, right there.
Say whatever y'all want, man. You know, but
sometimes I get hacky.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's the same with Yingling, though. Yingling. Yingling. That's not what I was going to say.
Yingling's a little better, though.
Yingling was a shit beer when I was a kid. You could buy a case of Yingling for $4.
Right. Well, like Rolling Rock was the first beer that was
shitty. Rolling Rock was good, though.
It got better. I don't know why they say 33 on the bottle. I never figured that out.
That's how many you have to drink to get drunk.
How many you drink to finger your sister?
I don't want y'all to feel like y'all can't say any gay things or homo things. Do whatever y'all want, man. Yep. Just don't direct it towards
me.
Kevin, you should be aware of your audience, bro, because you don't want to alienate them either.
Nope.
You know?
They want to hear a lot of gay talk.
Yeah, exactly. We gotta, Jimmy, give us a minute. Kevin, I'd love to suck your cock, Kevin. Suck it till you get it hard, and then you shoot your old man cum down my throat. And then I barf it up, and then I put it in my asshole, and then you fuck me in your asshole with my asshole.
It was embarrassing when I was late the other day. I was like 4 or 8 minutes late or whatever. They're talking about anal lube. I go, it's a Monday show. I'm like, what the? But it was Bill Schultz and
Bill Schultz was here. I was, you know, I wanted to engage the
guest.
What
do you expect?
Right, exactly.
Expect
from So, in terms
of In Hot Water, you know, you ever hear of In Hot Water? Aaron, you know Aaron Berg?
Yeah, I know Aaron
and Gino.
Aaron, he's a little weird with me.
No, he'll be good with you. You should go on his. No, because his fans will love you.
Nah,
they're fans.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. I don't know if Aaron really, really fucks with me like that.
No, I think he likes you.
He
don't know you.
He do know me.
But he doesn't like, hey, if you go out on show, you'll become a regular on show if you want to, because their show's crazy.
Right. I love it.
Their show's crazy.
I just don't know if he really fuck with me or not.
No, he will. I'll check.
I like him.
Check.
And his wife is super cool, too,
you
man.
You know his wife? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, they have a great show, and Aaron's hilarious. He's actually a good guy, Aaron. I didn't know him until I started working.
He always says what's up to me.
Gino's a drunk. Gino's a piece of shit drunk, but Aaron's a good guy.
I love Gino. That's my guy right there, man. That's my motherfucker right there. He's a racist too, just like you, you know. But I don't give a fuck. You know what
but
I
from
mean?
Philadelphia, man.
Do y'all, B. Do y'all.
Philadelphia's very segregated.
It is. You got the South and the North and Northeast.
No, you got North Philadelphia, which is all black. West Philadelphia, all black. South
Philly. Brian pays for pussy, dog.
I have paid for pussy.
I know. I could tell by your cashmere salmon-colored shirt.
Well, thank you. It's a shaggy dog sweater. Go right ahead.
It's not cashmere, but
No, it's nice. Not. Thank you. It's Scottish wool. I appreciate
this is
that.
Nice, bro.
From Paul Stewart. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I like
Paul
how you
Stewart.
Put that together,
yeah,
bro. On some G shit.
Yeah, man.
But you do look like you give a bitch a little $30 for some.
I have swiped my card in the champagne room. I'll be honest with you. I have, because you know what you do now. The girl, I'll tell you, strippers have gotten smart. Instead, you go in the champagne room and they put that square. They have the square thing in their phone now.
Oh, so you don't even pay the club.
They cut out the club.
Oh, that's fun. It's about time those whores got smart.
Yeah, and I'm in there doing coke, and I go, "Hey, you want to eat my ass?" And they go, "Yeah, $300." And I go, "Who? Where's that? Where's your? Where's the host?" They go, "Here's the host. Where's your Discover card?" And they swipe the thing, and but before you know it, some Dominican girls munching your culo.
But that's
good. Explain the charge to your wife.
I have a secret card that no one knows about except for me.
You and all your stripper friends, they all. Everybody knows his fucking passcode because he's got to give it to him.
Yeah.
Just like Kanye 000000.
No, he can't see, so he's got to go. Here's my. Can you do my?
He really blind?
Yeah.
He really blind. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
He's 80% blind.
I can see
blind.
A little bit. I can see over here.
Can see peripherally.
Yeah, but in front is no good.
Yeah. But, so he can't put in his passcode when he goes to the ATM.
No. So someone's got to help me. So everyone's very nice about it. It's fine, but
shouldn't they take 20 from the top?
No, right?
We're skimming them.
One for you, and you know, my friend Alexander Hamilton's got to help you too. Yeah. I'm like, shit, that's mean $50. It's a bummer.
You thought he was playing blind?
I thought my fault, man. I'll still fuck you up, dog. I didn't get it, dog. I have a theory, man. Woman.
I know. I'm all right.
Child. Old, young, handicapped, I don't give a fuck. Everybody can get it. If you valet, you can get it, my nigga.
In my defense, what makes you think I can't fuck you up? I'm just curious.
Hey, yo, Brian, fuck me up, my nigga, I'll be your slave.
Okay.
Homie.
I'd never do that.
I'll whoop your old ass. Okay. Nigga, we should just practice, my nigga. We should practice in here tonight. So right now, we should practice.
I'm just curious.
I'm just speaking factual, my nigga. If you whoop my ass, Brian, I will be your slave.
Would never.
I will breed kids so you can be a fucking master, dog.
I would
think about that. So if that's any
watching you,
if that's any incentive for you to get in the ring to get your old white ass whipped, nigga, then do it.
Are we kind of the same age? How old are you?
I'm 38. I just turned it.
Oh, happy birthday. You're younger than I am. So, yeah, you're probably, I mean, yeah.
No, this is a fact. I will whoop your old ass,
my
dog.
My own thing is,
he could, like, pick you up and lift you above his head.
Want to get real for a minute? Like, seriously?
Yeah, facts.
Kevin and I talk on the show sometimes, and you said you think Kevin's racist. I don't agree with you, actually. But I think there's something that, like, black bullying, just by virtue of you being black and aggressive, it's kind of like a
thing. Man, shut the fuck up with your Fox News description of
Fox News. No,
but
it's aggressive.
Get the fuck up out of here.
No,
it's just real nigga shit, bro. Where I come from, this is a way of life.
I understand, but
where you coming from, the gay and all that wild shit, my nigga, that you choose to play with.
Right.
That's your way of life.
Right.
You know what I mean? So all that homosexual bullying and all that shit you want to do, it's equivalent to my black bullying.
Okay, that's actually a valid point. But also, like, I'm also, like, I used to sell cocaine. I used to go to the Dominican.
Yo, my nigga, I used to sell crack. I used to sell coke.
Right.
You got to sell the new show.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What
the fuck is your point? Because I really want to understand. Because if you think you could whoop my ass, not black bullying or nothing, I'm just speaking about shit that's factual.
I understand.
Everything in life is mathematic.
For sure. You're right.
It's
all zeros and ones. You're right about that.
Whatever you want them to be. But one plus one equals me whooping your fucking ass.
Okay.
And there's no way you will win.
Fair enough. That's your opinion. That's fine. I'm just saying.
No, this is a fact.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Brian, you know what? You living in the fantasy world. That's the problem with white people. Y'all live in a fucking fantasy world where y'all don't think people are going to step through the threshold. And when they do step through the threshold, they're monsters. They're animals. They're this and then that. Talking all that wild, comfortably confused shit. My man, motherfuckers is here to keep you motherfuckers woke. See, the games you want to play, Brian?
Right.
Motherfuckers ain't playing back, bro. And you gonna have to meet those motherfuckers to understand that. And I'm one of those motherfuckers.
I understand.
Hello, Brian. How you doing? I'm Jimmy Martinez, B.
Right, I understand. And I know you, and I do respect you. And I actually...
You don't know me.
I know
you. I know you, my nigga.
I know your comedy. No, you don't know me.
You don't know me.
I know you in the context that you're a guest on this show, and I've seen
your
comedy.
Oh, right, but that's not knowing me. That's just like these fans listening to the show. They don't know me.
Do you want to go camping?
They don't know Kevin Brennan.
I'm just saying, like...
This is a facade. I know Kevin for real, my nigga. This is a new Kevin.
If we get through this show, you have to go to Staples. I need index cards. If you can help me do that, that'd be great. But my point is like, I've done jail time. I'm like, all I'm saying is like,
why you keep talking about jail? Because I'm black?
No, because you're
what
coming
the fuck
at,
are you talking
coming
about?
At me
though?
Like I'm
I wish we could go to a commercial.
I know, right? You're coming at me like I'm soft. And
no, Brian, I'm just speaking the fact. You don't have to be soft. Brian, I could whoop your ass.
Okay, fair enough, Jimmy. Great.
It's not about me being soft or me being hard or you being soft or hard. I'm telling you, B.
I understand.
I know this.
I understand what you're saying.
This isn't a trick. This isn't a magic trick. Mm-hmm. This isn't like me having to fucking score a touchdown.
Right.
But I'm not relying on a receiver. That would be a
magic trick.
Like that, nigga. I know this is factual.
To make a joke.
But not for nothing.
Yep.
Not for nothing.
Right.
You're a good guy, though, Brian.
Appreciate that.
I'm not trying to fuck with you at all.
I don't think you're a scumbag.
Jimmy's point is.
Go ahead, tell him my point, Kev.
Well, it's like, you know, white people are like, oh, well, you know, it's like, this is not a good analogy.
But go for it, Kev.
You're like, hey, I'm just toying with the black guy, and then,
I'm not toying. I'm toying.
No, but I'm just saying theoretically, like right. Jimmy, can you? You know, because he can't hit me because he's so much bigger than me. But maybe he can hit you.
I understand that part. But my point is like, if
so
I'm
don't fucking wake the bear is my point.
Yeah, but I'm not looking at the color of Jimmy.
We all are. We all see color.
Come on, my nigga.
See that fucking Raiders hat? I know what color he is.
I can't
see a lot of white guys with the Raider hat, original Oakland.
G Money got on the motherfucker.
Yeah, because you make them wear. You black bully them into wearing a hat.
Put on your hat! I'm going to kill you! Nah, that ain't it. Nah, I don't do that.
Gotta get on In Hot Water. His fans are gonna fucking
wear like a Kenta cloth.
His fans are gonna In Hot Water fans are gonna go crazy for you. You gotta get on that fucking show. His fans are rabid. They'll listen to your fucking podcast. I guarantee it. The show's right up your alley. It's all fucking. It's madness.
Pandemonium. Huh?
Oh, it's fucking right. Am I right, Garrett?
You're right.
Every day. No, every day. I mean, I led the witness there, but every day. He's there every day. Every day it's fucking.
About, you see what I'm talking about, G-Money? Mike was talking about how we need to have the mic for you guys when y'all talk. I went, yeah. I like that, Garrett. Just gave us some pointers for fire and hole.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Not that my producer Mike didn't already have that idea, you know, but yep.
Oh, it's always, especially since he's white, you can always go to, like, especially if he's a woman or white, so you can be like, right? And then you go, right, white guy?
Especially if he's a woman.
What do you think, white guy?
G-Money.
What do you think, white guy? What are white people saying?
Right here, yo.
What are white people saying?
Yo, get in that mic, yo. Get in that mic. Talk to these motherfuckers, G-Money.
Talk to us, motherfuckers.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Is that your real name, G-Money?
Gennaro is my real name.
Oh. Gennaro?
Yeah.
Gennaro, you know what I mean?
You're Italian?
Yes.
Oh, that's all right.
Where are you from?
Bloomfield.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
I was going to say someplace in Italy. Right. Bloomfield. Right. Is there a Bloomfield in Italy? No, because his name's Gennaro. It's a very Italian name.
I'm a Bloomfield. I'm from a Bloomfield.
Oh, it's just so nice.
It's this guy. Like a big...
Man, that's a Bloomfield.
Bloomfield.
Right. Nah, you're from Bloomfield, New Jersey, man.
Okay, yeah, all right. I'm Bergen County, I think, right?
You go to school, Essex Community College.
I went to Ocean County Community College, and then I went to Emerson College up in Boston.
Right. Oh, Emerson! That's all the where all the actors go and comedians. Yeah. Right? Didn't Bill Burr go there? Learn how to put his helicopter together.
Yo, leave my nigga Bill Burr alone.
I just saw him.
Oh, when?
I saw him at the cellar last week or whatever.
Oh, yeah, how's Billy?
He's saying how much he loved me. He goes, I love this guy. I'm the only one who says anything bad about him.
You're a realist. Yo, Kev, I'm going to fuck about all the motherfuckers that can hate you, talk all that shit about you. At least you a real one, my
I'm saying, like, the guy's selling out arenas. He's still mad?
Nah.
What's he mad about?
What's your term? You said manufactured anger, right?
Yeah, it's just like, I mean, that's his act and everything. But
this one over here.
You came up with those words, yo, wordsmith.
Yeah, but I'm like, how? I go, How can he be? What's he mad about? He's selling out fucking Madison Square Garden. I would just sit there on a fucking rocking chair.
We need Billy
Mad. Fucking tea and smoking a pipe.
No, we need Billy.
I'd be
Mad.
So relaxed. I'd be like, oh, this is good. You motherfuckers paying me. Led Zeppelin shoes should be here, and it's me instead. What a fucking mockery of this arena. This is a fucking music arena or a basketball arena.
Just
not
me.
Some white guy going like, hey, don't you hate it when the food doesn't taste right?
Can I? I'm sorry.
Go
I
right
yeah.
Go right ahead.
I just want to come back to this real quick.
Sure, please.
I know Brian ain't lying about him being in jail.
Nope.
I swear to God. Because Brian said something in the midst of all of that shit about his commissary, his wife, and the
honey buns?
Honey buns.
Yep. Honey buns.
That is some real shit Brian was just talking about.
Yeah.
You know, because... That keep a motherfucker content for a minute, yo. Yeah. And you know, it's not like they gotta even pressure him.
No.
Like, give me some money buns. And nope. He go to commissary. But no, Brian's the kind of motherfucker. He's clever enough to walk up on. Yeah, man. You look like you're having a bad day. You want a gum? Honey bun?
I was like Santa Claus.
I thought it was more gay talk.
I want to use the phone. I go, hey, let me a favor. Can I use this phone like in an hour? Take some honey buns.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even say like a 5 minute thing. I give an hour. I said,
what's a honey bun? Like a glazed donut?
Like a little glaze. Little snack cake thing, you know, and you go get like 20 of them to commissary. I'd say just in an hour, and then no problem. And I would go, and there would be some other guy come up, and he'd want to use the phone. He'd go, no, it's hard to, you know, it's also hard to rape a guy when he's got honey buns in his mouth.
That's a point. That's solid.
Fog life.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Miami Dade, shout out.
On that phone is a problem in jail. So,
yes.
And Brian, I understand you're one too. You know, yes.
He got honey bun tattoos. You've never seen him?
Don't you say that shit. Man. Yeah,
these guys come up, they go, can I want you a cookie? I said, help yourself. I'm trying to lose weight in here.
What about on Sundays and Thursdays with chicken?
Oh, barbecue was my blue barbecue was Monday, I believe. But yeah, we would have chicken. Yeah, it was all in a barbecue sauce.
Yeah, but where? So there was a commissary you could buy stuff.
Yeah, they put money
cigarettes
in your account,
and stuff.
You go down like once a week,
and it was like a little bodega place. Or
it was behind us. It was inmates work. Usually the housemen.
You had to tell them what you wanted.
Housemen would work in there.
You had to order it before you get there.
Yeah, you have like a list. You say your number. And you take your number, and then you take yourself out.
Brian, what the fuck was you in jail for?
Tried to smuggle about about 40 pounds of weed from Jamaica to New York, and I got caught in Miami. And so I ended up spending a few months courtesy of the Miami-Dade Correctional Facility, so waiting for my arraignment. So I didn't want to post bond because I didn't have the 10 grand. So I was like, all right, let's just figure this out. So I just...
The luxury of being white, bro.
Yeah, well, I was the only white
showed
guy.
Up, showed up to jail wearing that same sweater.
Well, same outfit.
I've lost weight. I was thinner back then. It was
sent a message. Hey, motherfuckers, I'm keeping it real.
I mean...
With the salmon goddamn Paul Stewart.
They call me Smuggler One in jail. It's totally true.
Really?
Yeah. And they would go, yo, rap for me. And I would do the Beat Nuts. So I'd rap the Beat Nuts. I want to fuck, drink, and smoke some shit.
Hey, yo.
Go ahead.
Kevin.
It's real.
Do not fucking lose him as your fucking
host, bro. Gold.
You're sweet, Jimmy. Thank you.
I swear to God.
Where's he going
to
go? No one else will hire him.
He might make me want to reconsider having a co-host on my show.
Oh, yeah.
He's good. Keep this motherfucker here, bro. Because and he ain't lying.
There was just an article.
Some credit here, dog. Some street cred here, dog.
There's an article in a thing about how come Hollywood's not hiring people that are disabled. I'm like, I am.
Yeah, you did great.
Come on, man. They needed to put that in your Forbes article.
If you hire somebody like that, you get a write-off.
You get a tax credit.
You know, if you're like an actor, if they hire like Marley Matlin, do they get a write-off?
Make sure there's a ramp at your Patreon.
No, but for real, do they get it if they hire like a blind actor?
There are disability credits that you get. Yeah, I think Keith was hopefully taking advantage of my disability to.
I think he's still pretty much focused on the website, but
fair enough. But I'm saying like there's so
you got a call. Go ahead, call.
What do you got? Favorite Halloween candy?
I don't like niggas and I don't like spooks. All they want to do is sit around and steal your shoes. Then they want to drink that perp and that surf and that watermelon. These niggas really need to go back to Africa.
All right.
That was hard, yo. So you go get Kanye to give you the beat for that?
Kanye's a bitch, kind of like you.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. Oh.
He hung up so fast, I think he was afraid he was going to kick his ass through the
phone.
He's
going to reach through the cartoon.
Yo, dog, I'm so
the phone was going to turn into Jimmy's hand.
What you say?
I like Freddy. Yeah, exactly. You awake now, motherfucker.
Where are you at, yo?
Oh, man. Yo, man. Oh, man. Yo, you a coward, dog. You should have stayed on the phone. First of all, your rhyme was pretty dope.
That was good.
You just didn't believe in yourself enough. You could tell when a motherfucker not a true racist.
He hung up and ran out of his own house. So
where are you going, Billy? Leave me alone, Mom.
So
we're all in danger.
I just said they were spoke to Jimmy Martinez. I don't know. He's in a restaurant with people around. You know?
It's like... yo, we don't got no more fucking callers, man.
Go ahead, caller. Keep it clean.
No.
Yeah, keep it,
keep it fucking keep it clean. Filthy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Jimmy, big fan, man, but I want to let you know that you're not hard. You're actually just a fucking bitch, and I'll whoop your ass.
Oh, I like this guy. This is my guy.
Yeah.
Yo, okay, I like this idea. What'd you say? Go on, let him talk.
I'm about to fly up there, especially with your shitty Team Raiders hat on. Makes you more of a bitch, all right?
Ooh, I like that. So,
where are you flying up from? I can't see my city, yo.
Say it again, sorry.
I'm down here drinking PBR in Texas, you already know, and down here in Texas, we're gonna fuck around with you northern pussies,
all right? So, let me ask you a question. Are you trying to do more?
And what group are you on Southwest? Three or four?
What?
Yeah, he's a white guy from Texas. You know how they are.
Yeah. They're all about more.
Fuck around, bro.
They're all about more. Yo, man, when you get to New York and you land, man, you know, holla, dog. 126.
Take the M60 right across the 125th Street. Jimmy, I'll meet you right out there.
126 between Lexington and Park, bro. Come on. Pull up.
Kevin, I called in on Monday, bro. I still got to meet you at the fucking deli to give you yours, you motherfucker.
Wow.
This guy's just angry.
Oh, you're the guy who sent me the Grecian formula?
Yeah.
And why are you going
to take a Cleveland steamer on your chest?
While you're in town, though, go to the New Whitney. It's by the High Line. It's fabulous. I'm telling you, there's restaurants over there.
Is that where you want to meet, Brian? You're going to get yours, too.
All right, great. I'm ready. Are you kidding me?
Yo, this guy,
give you a nice gaze.
This is the guy that sent the fucking bombs to everybody.
Right?
Hey, yo, he hates
this. That's the type, though. That's the type. Hey, you like that package I sent you, CNN? Put me right through. Wolf Blitzer.
Oh, fuck you.
Hey, yo, so
you
what's your name?
Bitch.
All right, hang up on him.
No, what's his name?
I know his name because he tweeted me. I'll retweet it.
Oh, all right.
I'll find it on Twitter. Right. I know his name because he sent me a picture of the Grecian formula. So I retweeted really? So I would know who it was. Yeah.
I think it was Pete Davidson.
Yo, you think about the Pete Davidson thing?
What's your hot take?
Yo, first of all, Pete my little nigga, but he a weird looking nigga.
Yeah, he's ugly, right?
He's an ugly, weird looking nigga, but he a sweetheart.
Yeah, you're a good
and
guy.
He's
not ready to be fucking with Cardi B.
I don't think ugly niggas should date pretty bitches.
Yeah, it's gonna end up bad.
When a pretty bitch leave an ugly nigga, there's a chance that ugly nigga might do something to himself, bro, or other people.
Yeah,
you know.
But don't you think seriously? Like, don't you think that like because he fucked Ariana Grande and then the daughter of the guy from Curb Your Enthusiasm?
She's not hot.
She's hot-ish.
No, she's not.
Okay, but anyway,
his point is that all these other bitches are gonna want to fuck him because he fucked Cardi B.
Ariana Grande.
No, it's not Cardi B.
I mean, I always say Cardi B as a joke. I know who it is. I know who it is.
Like she's in the room.
I know
right?
It is. But your point is, my wife thought she listened to Pete on Marin, and Pete says he's like crazy, he's bipolar, all that shit. So when he started dating Ariana Grande, my wife's like, it better work out because he's gonna go off the deep end if it don't. But I think he's gonna bounce back because he's got a job. He's not gonna be sitting around his house. But then all these other bitches are gonna want to taste his dick because he fucked Ariana Grande.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. You know, I don't think. I heard that Pete sent a picture to Mac Miller of him and Ariana getting...
That's why he killed himself?
Yeah.
That would be... I don't know if that's true, but that's a good story. I'm going to spread it.
Nah, don't you... I don't know. This is just on the internet.
Yeah.
But I don't
know.
That's
a good story.
I never got that kind of vibe from Pete. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's not like that.
Yeah, I don't think that, man. I just think that, you know, like, prima donnas... And ugly niggas don't mix.
But she's on tour. Like, it'd be one thing if she's a hot stripper. At least she's in town. But if she, you know, she's on tour, that never works because she's going to want a hard dick.
Cute, ugly. He's got a cute, ugly thing about him.
Well, I heard he's got a big dick, too. Not that I'm talking about a gay thing, but I heard
You know, so I can see why these
guys want to
be, you know, with him, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, he's got a gig that's solidified in America.
Yeah.
You know, SNL, you know?
He said on Twitter he's a huge dick.
And Lauren can't fire him because Lauren knows he'll kill himself if he gets fired.
It's like Lauren now he's got a couple.
He's stuck with Leslie too. He's stuck with Leslie too.
If you fire that ugly,
she'll beat the picture me naked because I ain't good looking naked.
You look all right.
Whoa, bro.
I'm just kidding.
Whoa, bro.
Fuck around
over here.
No, I don't want to hear none of that fucking gay talk.
Anybody. Get him on the mic.
Fuck you up, man. I will throw down.
I'm in a devil's triangle about homosexual repression.
Don't fucking joke about that, B.
Nah, man.
Garrett, I want to suck your dick.
Shut up.
Chill, B.
Shut up.
Chill.
Anyway, but why would you do that? Why would you put that picture out? Why? It's just dumb. It's just delusional. It's delusional.
It's not fair to society.
It was a private picture, though,
it's not
right?
fair,
not
to,
fair
society.
To society.
It's really not, man. For her to be out there doing that shit, yo, bro. They wrong, and I blame Michael Lauren, whatever his name, that the dude from SNL, for giving her this motherfucking confidence.
Lauren Michaels.
Yeah, Lauren Michaels. I blame him.
You're a real talent.
You know,
they love what you do on the show.
Yo, but I wanted to. Yo,
it was Brian. Chris Rock. Chris Rock was the one who recommended her.
I gotta say this real quick.
Go ahead,
Brian. Yeah. Yo, B. If you saw me at the Cellar a couple of days ago, and Liz was around, you wouldn't have hid from me.
No, I give you a big hug the first time I met you.
Tell the world the story, man. I'm down there. My boy Calvin, security guard, shout out to the homie.
Sure.
Tells me, you know, yo, Kevin Brennan's here. I said, where? He's like, yeah, he downstairs. He just ran from you. You gonna hurt him? I said, why is Kevin acting like I'm gonna hurt him?
He asked me to do his show.
And he was like, oh, all right. And he was like, yo, Jim, I heard something. What happened with you and Liz? I was like, what? I was like, where's Liz at? She inside. I was like, oh, that's why Kevin Brennan is not out here.
No.
He doesn't want Liz to see him. And
oh, please. I don't give a fuck.
And I was going to go inside just to make him feel uncomfortable Liz. I make Liz uncomfortable just my presence, period. You know?
I can't imagine that.
Because, You know what's so crazy? She heard me bomb on her fucking unbattered pancake mix ass, okay? She's got a butt like it's unbattered pancake mix.
Tell the story about what Leslie Jones did to you.
What?
When you were outside, when she was with Jennifer.
I told
you. Did?
Yeah. They got that documented here.
Grandpa Naps. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I know you told me, but I didn't know you told it here.
Yeah, we tossed it on here.
Run from him, man. What else could he talk to you?
I didn't run from him. I had to go on. I went in. Jimmy was outside.
Actually, that's true.
I had to go on. So Calvin goes, I just snuck by Calvin. He goes, what are you doing? I go, I point at my watch or whatever. Then he sees Jimmy. He goes, oh, I know why you're sneaking by. I didn't have time to explain. I just saw Jimmy. But that's from like that. They're just playing anyway. Leslie Jones is a cunt. She acted like she didn't know Jimmy because she was with Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer. They're all outside smoking. Jimmy goes, hey, Leslie. She goes, did she say, do I know you? She acted like because she didn't want to be knowing Jimmy because she's hanging with like the pretty girls now.
Oh, yeah.
So she's hanging with movie stars I don't know this. I don't know. Who you?
Meanwhile.
I mean, isn't that fucked up? That's some real ghetto bullshit. Hollywood. That's Hollywood fucked up shit.
Punching down.
And that's crazy.
No, it's beyond like to act like you don't know a guy because you're standing with Jennifer Lawrence and Amy Schumer and whoever else was there.
Amy fucking Schumer?
She's pregnant now.
Who impregnated her?
Yes.
A guy from Martha's Vineyard. My cousin knows him.
I don't think that's what he meant.
Oh, rhetorical.
I don't think he wanted, like, Social Security number.
Okay.
I'm just like, you see, but, you know, Leslie don't have to worry about somebody trying that shit with her.
Getting her pregnant?
Yeah.
She's also 57 years old or something, so it's not really going to happen.
Ooh.
Leslie's, like, 50-something.
Yeah, she's old.
Oh.
Yeah, that...
You can't get that image out of your head, right?
A nigga.
I would titty fuck her.
With what?
My dick.
Oh.
All right.
Brian.
You have the floor.
Brian. This guy is crazy, dude.
Go ahead, caller. And I don't want no bullshit from these calls anymore.
Anybody?
Society.
Look.
Society? Hi.
Yeah, look. Let me talk to you about this nigga Jimmy, man. Look.
Talking to the phone, caller. Turn your radio down. Talking to the phone.
Talk up, yo.
Look, this nigga think he hard, but I sucked his dick. He wanted 16 bars. I gave the nigga six. Six. In the demo in the clip. Y'all be running game of business. I be fucking with the click. In the bathroom style, I be sucking balls. Sticking my thumb, ripping lines off the eight ball. When that shit started drip like mate Paul, I be going south on that D. Whitehall. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, that shit. What's your MC name?
Nas.
Society, nigga.
Society?
That is.
Yo, he put those bars together, though, B. He did put those bars
together.
I think
he's reading off a piece of
paper. Yeah, yeah. Yo, look, no. I'm not actually gay. I'm, like, just trying to get into the Illuminati and shit, you know?
No, this nigga's hilarious. He's hilarious.
Is he an in-house water cook guy?
He's like, he'll suck dick for into real. The Illuminati.
His name's Society?
So great.
He goes by Society.
Yo, Society.
Yo, welcome, Society.
Eric, good fucking call. Good pick.
Yeah, I love y'all niggas, man.
All right, thanks.
You too,
thanks for calling in.
Happy Halloween.
I can't say I love no man.
Fire in the hole, dog. Fire in the hole, man.
Blew it up. Charlie's in the trees. That was good.
So where do they find your show? At iTunes?
Hey, yo, G Money, get on there. Get on there.
iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, Google Play.
Yo, Gary, can we get a camera on G Money real quick?
We got it.
Yeah, can we do that? Where he go? What
He's
the
gone.
Fuck is Garrett doing? Oh.
Yeah, John. I think John had a...
Maybe Garrett and John.
There he is.
Right, there he is.
Hey! There he is.
They just took the green screen. What the...
There he is. Hey, there's Giuseppe.
Hey, I don't. Don't burn the prosciutto, you fucking Gabon. What are you doing over there? Tell my good mother next week I'm going to make a fucking nice amount of card, yeah?
Brody!
Yeah, he's all right. We're busting balls. It's all right. What, I amuse you? I'm a clown to you?
Yeah, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, Google Play, and @FireInTheHoleNY on Twitter and Instagram.
Cool. Yeah. So give me, I know I got here like 4 minutes late. What's the show? Is this you just talking to the mic?
Yeah, it's okay. just, we're going to have guests.
Okay.
But
Jimmy
it's
does when Jimmy
driven.
Jimmy does Facebook. He'll go like he'll light up a what do you call it? He'll light up a thing, a blunt. He'll light up a blunt, and he'll just go. He'll go listen. He'll take a hit, like a long hit. Then he'll just sit there. Then he'll blow it out. He'll make the audience wait, and we wait.
You wait. Sit there and
on Facebook Live. We're like waiting. We're like, well, he must have something important to say.
Yeah.
Like 47 years ago, like some heavy shit, and
always,
then
always recycle.
And he goes, "Listen, these whatever I don't know what, but it's always kind of funny."
Yeah, sure, he's
I mean,
a
it's
guy.
Funny to me, but he's you know he's basically he's you're calling out these motherfuckers on the street, right?
I'm calling out these motherfuckers in the comedy game. What up, Tim?
Let me ask you a question. A while back in the '80s, there was a cat named Alpo
up in Harlem.
Right, he went to jail in Washington.
Yeah. Was he out? Yeah, he out. And niggas.
The guy who got shot in the face is part.
You talking about AZ?
AZ.
Mob style.
How do you guys know this?
What are you doing?
Can you get them on your show? Maybe get them. That's some story.
Yeah, if I wanted to get a hold of Mob Style, AZ and them, I could. But I don't think I would want to really touch the whole Alpo situation. He told on a lot of niggas in Harlem, dog.
Oh.
Yeah, and
sounds like
know,
a rough life, dog food.
You know, we just can't.
How about Smoovie?
Oh, Smoovie definitely go. Smoovie go be on fire in the hole. I, he got the girl pregnant. She had the baby from the motherfucking.
This is unbelievable.
No,
you know this story, Brian?
Like half a story. What
a motherfucker.
Smoovie used to hang out in front of homeless shelters.
The guy that would find the girls.
Yeah,
yes,
and he would bring them back to his house.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
The, and then they
let them fold clothes and do homely shit and stuff.
He wouldn't put them to work right away.
Well, you know, like he would let them come to their house, come to the crib, and he'll let them wash their clothes and wash his clothes and wash dishes. You know, like so they could feel like they're in a home. You,
right,
you know, like.
And then he'd fuck him.
Yeah, that too.
All right, all right.
That cool. too.
All right, just putting it out there. And he got one pregnant?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Excuse me real quick.
Sure, please. Go right ahead.
What happened?
I don't. All right.
Smoovie here?
I don't know. He just, our guest just left. I don't know. I think I won him over. Shit. He's back. Are you back already?
Sorry.
Okay, it's all right.
I thought I was going to have to pee, but I don't.
Oh.
Yeah, I
can't. So, no, because so Smoovie can't talk either, right? Because he's probably, he can't really say what's going on with the
yeah,
situation,
gonna
right?
Yeah, he's going to have to. You know, like.
So she's pregnant. She's living with him now?
Well.
But doesn't it help when they get pregnant?
No,
because
no,
don't they get,
she
like, housing after.
Another house. She's getting a bigger apartment now. Because
he has more kids.
Exactly.
So that's the game. You get more kids, you get it. They have to give you a place because they don't want you in the shelter.
No. The shelter's just a temporary stage.
And the more kids you get, they're like, we got to get her out of the shelter because she's got like a family now.
At some point, Jennifer Scarsdale, like a 5-bedroom.
Moving on up.
Love it. You know, I think we need a. Can we have the badminton? Can we get the badminton court repaved
with a pool?
Yeah, exactly right. I feel like the water pressure in the guest bedroom isn't. I don't know. The pool house feels like it's trashy.
Is Smoovie gonna move in with them?
Smoovie is gonna definitely. He definitely is excited that he's gonna have another place to live.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
This is a friend of yours?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are they like? They like each other? They have feelings.
They're doing it.
Is she cute?
They're doing it, but this dumb nigga got caught fucking with another chick in the same shelter.
The shelter hates that, don't they?
Well, I don't know if the shelter hate that, but his baby moms from the shelter hates him for it. Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah, they have a broom, they shoo him out of it. They're like coronations in a vase.
This
you know,
is
like,
crazy.
They just let him walk through right before everyone goes to sleep.
Like,
he goes, who are you?
Get out of here.
Smoovie, who? You like anybody, Smoovie?
Well, bottom feeding like a mug.
Yeah, he's like a carp.
So he already got one pregnant. He's going back, double dipping.
Well, he didn't get
talk about shitting where you eat.
Girl that he got caught with. Ooh. He didn't get her pregnant or nothing like that. But
she sounds hot. The Spanish girl.
You got it. Here comes attention.
What's the address again?
Right. How scale of 1 to 10? How homeless
is she?
You know
what's funny? You know where they was holding all of the immigrant kids up in Harlem?
Yeah.
The shelter is literally around the corner from me.
I believe it.
It's literally, actually.
God, they got the news. They see Smoovy looking in the window. Who you got? We got some new deliveries.
And they know his name. Yeah. Shit, I'm bugging on this show right now.
I'd like to meet 4872 H, please.
Oh, God. Anyway, well, we're looking forward to the podcast.
Yeah, it's going
to
be great. I'm absolutely going to follow it.
I really appreciate it, man.
You guys go live when? Friday?
No, next
Halloween.
On Halloween.
But see, here's the thing.
Taped one?
We did tape one, but I'm glad that we did because we're not sure. I'm still got to find out. I just booked Blue Bloods yesterday.
Oh, good for you. That's great.
So I'm.
Yeah, you might have to pre-tape.
And I don't know.
No, I'm saying, but you can do these. If you don't have a guest, you can do them whatever you want. You know what I mean? Even if you want to, you can just write. Right, Giuseppe?
Hey, get too much mayonnaise sauce on the fucking buttons, huh? Hey,
Brody.
Hey, the levels of smelling like garlic and nuts.
That was directed towards you.
Yeah.
A level smell.
Like nuts and dick. It's like you, Jabroni. But
That's a Donnie Wahlberg show.
I think that's why whatchamacallit does them that way. Bill Burr, he just does it because he doesn't need anybody. He just does them when he does them, and then he puts them up because he might be traveling. So, like, if that's a good thing about just doing it without guests. You just do it when you do it, you know? You could do it on the set if you're working on the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got a fucking break at lunch or whatever.
Well, you have a studio.
I'm just saying.
Are these going to be Patreon shows, or are you doing, like, straight up just shows?
Yeah, you can't do a Patreon yet. You got to establish
it. We're gonna work our way up to Patreon and eventually have that out. Yeah.
And then get Smoovy in there on Smoovy's Patreon show. This ain't free, you motherfuckers. Yeah, it's me and Smoovy ain't free.
Stable of homeless
women. How old is Smoovy?
Huh?
How old is he? Your age?
Yeah, Smoovy, he a little bit older than me.
He's got like wicked game? Or he's got
money. He one of those ugly niggas with money. You know, so
it make
him handsome to bitches, but yeah. So bitches in a homeless shelter, that just makes him a option of a way out. You know, like it's not like I really like you. He got lips like bleep bleep from Josie and the Pussycats. I don't even know if you niggas remember that, but
like big lips or thin lips?
Yeah, big lips.
Okay,
big lips.
The guy that had the head thing in his head from Albert, yeah, booby dabby, yeah. I don't know. I like girls with big lips. Better to suck on my big dick. All right, average gentlemen.
Like
Giuseppe. Oh, Maron. Me a peach deal.
Walk on a line a little bit with gay talk, isn't it?
Right there.
You got Giuseppe to suck your dick?
No.
He wasn't saying that. Oh
no, we just said
don't let them play with you like that.
Fuck you up, Brian.
Oh shit, yes sir.
Brian wasn't talking.
I wasn't. Yeah,
he's gonna throw his camera at you.
Great, I don't want these. The menace from Naples over there.
I just want to end the show before anybody gets murdered.
I know.
It's chill.
Chill, man.
It's all chill.
I love this fucking audience. I love your crowd.
You got to get on In Hot Water. I'll tell Aaron because they do a show every day, so you can do it any day you want.
Hey man, it's whatever, man.
It's crazy. It's right up your alley. It's just fucking crazy.
Pandemonium.
You'll think it's funny too. Aaron does a lot of characters.
Oh really?
Yeah, some racist, not as racist, but they're all little racist.
Does he still do like a Leslie Jones, even though he's like
no.
One of the
but he calls in. He calls in as Leslie Jones.
We get to call in at all kinds.
He does good. He's a good voice guy, mimic or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Impression.
I didn't really know that about Aaron. That's awesome.
Yo, Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Calls in as Leslie Jones. Yo, Kevin. I'm going to call him over there and fuck you up. That's how I never even talked to Leslie, but I can imagine. Imagine putting that picture with a voice. I mean, she's got to be. She's not going to.
Why don't you pull that fucking picture up?
She's got to be pretty aggressive in the bedroom. You know what I mean? You call that a dick, motherfucker? I'll show you a dick.
I bet she's totally soft and sensitive.
No.
Nah, my nigga.
No.
Leslie.
She'd throw you up against the wall.
Let's go fuck you, nigga.
One of those big outer pussies, too, that all sticks out like, oh, like octopus.
You talk about this shit?
Yeah, like that. Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah.
Oh, you guys found, you guys found a common bond.
Sorry.
You guys found a common bond. Your big outside pussy.
Right. Chewing that clit.
Oh my God.
I still never know what a pussy's doing.
You don't know what you're doing down there.
No, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah. Yo, my nigga, stop. It's you gotta old. Get back to the community, B. Eat pussy, Kevin.
No, I eat pussy. I just don't know what everything is down there. It's like Central America to me. It's like, is this Uruguay? I don't know. The other day I was fingering my wife, and I thought she was like enjoying it, but I think I was like annoying her. She's like, and I was like, is that a groan? And then she goes, yeah, just play with my clit. I go, all right, well, you could have told me sooner. Because I thought she was enjoying, you know what I mean? You think they're enjoying it, but they're actually like not really.
Once they start to get really wet, like I don't know what's going on. If they get wet, it's like I struck gold or something. I'm like, Eureka! I'm panning for gold in here.
Well, it's gonna. If your tongue's down there, it should be a little wet anyway. That's part of what your tongue's job is.
Yeah, I'm married. I don't need pussy anymore. I'm retired. I hung on my hat.
Yeah, but yeah, you gave up on that, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
But his wife won't suck his dick either.
So my dick is like a Cold War. It's like, like I won't eat her pussy. She won't suck my dick. So,
fucked up.
Is just fucking up Earth right now, bro. Y'all bugging right now.
We're both like,
could you imagine being married and your wife won't suck your dick? Then what is this all about?
Why are we even here?
Yeah.
What the point of any of it is, trust me.
That should be in a prenup. I swear to God, that shit should be in a prenup. Fuck the money. Fuck the money. How many times you suck my dick, and if you don't suck my dick, somebody better.
I would take national holidays. I would take Arbor Day at this point.
Flag Day?
Once in April.
I said Flag Day.
Flag Day? So, you know.
Not Fag Day.
No.
Jimmy, what do you got? You got anything?
Any plugs or anything? We're going to wrap
plugs?
It up. Sure.
He's tight with a big Joey Diaz.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Jimmy and they grew up together.
Oh, yeah, the guy that he's out in L.A., right?
Yeah, he's got his big. They're doing that thing, the Netflix thing. Dude,
I actually called.
What's it called?
Degenerates.
Yeah, the Degenerates.
Oh, good for him.
And Big J. Yeah, Brad Williams. Big J and Lisa Traeger. They had to throw. And then they Tom Segura's wife's on there too. I don't know what her name is. I don't learn women's names.
Joey Diaz also was on that show. I'm Dying Up Here. I saw him in a bit.
Was he?
Yeah, for a minute.
He's a kind of natural actor because he's a type. You know
he's
what I mean?
Type.
He looks a certain way and he talks a certain way, so he can't play Tinkerbell. You know what I mean?
You're not going to see him in I don't know something.
Easy.
I fucked up. But,
right at 3. Right at 3:30, chokes on his own.
I was so excited. I was like, oh, he's a delay one. And it's like a joke talk.
Not all home runs.
He's going to kill it.
Here. Exactly. Young Leonardo.
Shout out to Joey Diaz. Good luck with the special.
Leading Titanic.
The guy already sells a lot of tickets, right?
Yeah. He is a good stand-up.
Yeah. No, they say he's a killer. Fire in a Hole.
Fire in a Hole, man. If you guys can go and follow us on Instagram at Fire in a Hole NY, on Twitter at Fire in a Hole NY.
You gonna do a video thing, or you just start with the
video? And
are you gonna start the video, just audio or with video?
We're doing audio and video clips. We're gonna do clips of the video.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, video clips. Don't put it out on video. No, because then you want the audio numbers to be good.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So, you know, those are just little treats.
You use video as a teaser, I think they call it in the business. Is that right, Brian?
It's a teaser. Yeah, it's a little tickle their ass with a feather. That's what I used to say. So, what is your Instagram? What about your personal stuff? What were
Jimmy's conduct on
you can do it if
Twitter?
You don't.
Wow, thank you, Brian. You could make a good lawyer,
yeah,
dog.
Exactly. The whole system's on trial.
Jimmy Martinez Comedy on Instagram. Jimmy's Conduct with a K on Twitter. And, yo, man, it's just love, man.
Facebook, you got Jimmy Martinez, right?
Facebook,
straight up Jimmy Martinez.
You know what? I don't even really fuck with Facebook no more like that. Does. It's just like, it's for old people, man.
Yeah, it is.
My
and
mother
me.
Loves it. You know? Yeah, you love Facebook.
Even my mother on Facebook.
No, I hate Facebook's corny as a motherfucker.
I just want to shout out my whole team. You know, as y'all see, my homie G Money, Mike ain't here, Rich ain't here, Ryan ain't here.
They all brothers related? Ain't here.
Yeah, you can say that. You know, that's the whole Fire in a Hole squad. I want to shout out Luis Gomez over at Legions of Skank for. Hold on, nigga. We got to talk about this before we go.
Okay.
Hold on. I know. I see the time. But I want to shout out Luis Gomez for helping me put this together and helping me get these people together. There was a lot of people that tried to interview for this, these gigs. And there's a lot of fucking weirdos out there, too. But like, I found some dope kids. But what about... Fuck everything else. I'm sorry, bro.
No, go ahead, buddy.
What about Luis Gomez and Kurt Metzger at the fucking comedy
I don't know.
Store?
I don't know how real that was. I mean, I know it was real, but I don't know how if they're really mad or they're drinking or whatever.
Dude.
Did you see it, Brian?
No, but to Kurt's defense, he was probably on lots of opiates.
I think they were both a little juiced up. So
Lewis was juiced.
Lewis is always looking for something, I think.
I know
you
Kurt.
Was work? You think it was a
way
work?
Kurt?
I mean it. Huh?
What? A work, like a fake thing.
I don't think it was fake, but he was definitely mad. I was definitely mad. The fucked up thing is Big J is friends with Kurt forever.
Yeah.
And it's almost like I feel like they're almost fighting over who Big J likes more. You know what I mean?
It's just so crazy because Jay and Dave Smith was there like, what the fuck do we do?
Yeah.
Lewis was like a fucking wild chihuahua.
They kept saying, yeah, that's the end of the show. and then Kurt's like, I came here to do the show. They're like, yeah, the show's over.
Absolutely. Kurt didn't want that mess.
Kurt was acting the way he was acting because he knew Lewis. I mean, Big J was there to hold Lewis back.
You know, but
they had security.
Because Lewis, you know, he's a bit of a rattlesnake, but Kurt Metzger with those psycho eyes.
Yeah, but psycho eyes
those
can't beat anybody
up. Gallagher eyebrows.
Yeah, but he can't.
Oh my
God! Brian's got blind eyes. He can't beat nobody up. So I don't know how much Kurt Metzger can't fight nobody. And the one thing that Lewis said,
I'm not
that,
saying Kurt was
one thing
fight.
That said it's true. Lewis said is that Kurt talked a big game on Twitter and Facebook, all that, all the social media. In real life, he's nothing. You know what I mean? He's not going to get into a real fight in real life.
Those guys' ears at the Comedy Cellar years ago.
But Lewis will get into a real fight. That's Lewis's point. You want to fight, and Kurt's like, no, I just want to talk a lot of shit on Twitter and texting and all that shit.
All right, really?
What about Brian? You got anything you want to shout out?
November 12th, I'm hosting at the Gotham Comedy Club. Robert Klein, Gilbert Gottfried, some other guys. Laugh Recite. Go to Gotham Comedy Club's website. It's the night of the 12th. Of course, Brian McCarthy Comedy, Brian McCarthy Interview Show, at Brian P. McCarthy on Twitter. Compound Media, thank you. Misery Loves Company.
Brennan 666 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Thank you for doing the show.
Thanks for everybody. Thanks for the callers, except
all right,
for
thank you. Me, Monty, and Jimmy. All right, great. Thank you.